Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Daled, 2-4. We now go on to another type of mincha, which has a connection to Zvachim. That are the Nesachim. Nesachim probably literally translates as libations, and oftentimes is just focused on the wine libation. But in fact, every Ola and every Shlamim, those are Zvachim, the animals, are accompanied by Nesachim, which include both the wine libation as well as a minchas nesachim, a meal offering. Okay, the meal offering is made of plain flour and olive oil. It's not cooked or it's not baked or fried. And the entire minchas nesachim goes in the mizbeach. There's no komets taken from it. There's no levona accompanying with it. And the amount of flour and oil depends on what kind of animal the ola or the shlamim is. If it's a cow, bull, then it's going to be 3 isronot and half of a hin, basically 6 lug. If it's going to be a ram, which is a mature male sheep, meaning 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day old, then it will be 2 isronot and a third of a hin, basically 4 lug. And if it's a goat or if it's an immature sheep, it's first year, so then it will be 1 isron, the usual amount, the typical amount, as well as a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug. Okay, so these have 3 lug is 3 times the usual amount, so these are going to be more oily than regular, and it's, if you do the math, it's actually not exactly proportionate, so the larger ones are less oily. Whatever it is, the point is that these are accompanying karbonos, nesachim. The question is, what's the relationship of the minchas nesachim to the carbon which is coming? Now, what may be an important detail for the understanding of this mission is, in addition to the minchas nesachim being brought for every ola and every shlamim, it's also brought for 2 of the karbonos, the chatas and asham, of the mitzora. Okay, that's usually just glossed over, but it might be actually important for this mishnah, perhaps. Now, the rule is, the halacha, you are allowed to bring your nesachim 10 days later. You can bring your ola or your shlamim today, and then, you know, next week you can bring your nesachim. That's not a problem. So they do kind of stand alone. On the other hand, there is a connection between them. The connection basically works like this, that, you know, you have to always verbally designate your ingredients. So for a mincha, for any korban, so you'd have your flour and your oil. If you put it into a klisharis, that gives it kedushas or guf, meaning you can't redeem it anymore. Once you shecht the animal that it's accompanying, like the ola or shlamim that it's coming to be, it's and minchas nesachim for, so now it's connected like sort of irretrievably, irrevocably to that particular animal, okay? And then when you apply the animal's blood to the mizbeach, that's matir, the offering of the minchas nesachim. So they are connected. However, they're not necessarily connected, right? They could be wrote one today and one to another. And if you haven't got the ingredients pre-designated inside a bowl at the time of the shechita of the ola shlamim, so then there is no specific consecrated nesachim, right? Just that later on you'll come back perhaps and bring your flour and oil and make a minchas nesachim to, you know, because it's a separate obligation. So we'll have basic machlokas here in this mishnah. The chum shita and the halacha is the minchas nesachim is like a standalone korban, and therefore there's no real connection really in terms of, certainly not in the context of pigel. And if you're thinking about what to do your minchas nesachim in the improper time when you're bringing your olor shlamim, that's just not relevant. Okay, nothing happens. However, that's a machlokas. According to Reb Meir, and Reb Meir is the one who really features the Mishnah, not the Chachamim, he holds, if you already have the Minchas Nesachim sitting in that bowl, klisharis, consecrated and waiting for, you know, to slaughter its zevach that it will be accompanying, so then they are connected, because when you shecht the zevach, it gives kedusha that's irrevocable to the Minchas Nesachim in the bowl. And therefore, if you think pigel thoughts regarding the minchas nesachim, that is relevant, it's like a tuffle to the main korban in that scenario, says he. That's not the halacha. So that's the basic gist of the Mishnah. The Mishnah inside says as follows. Again, Mishnah Dalet. It says, Hazevach mefagelas nesachin. The processing of a zevach, which requires minchas nesachim, if when you're doing any of the 4 essential blood avodas, you think thoughts which cause pigel, so then it also can be mefagel the nesachim that are accompanying with it. If mishekadshu b'kli, if they're already sitting in a kli sharis, waiting and therefore are invested with additional sanctities or irrevocable connection to their zevach that they're accompanying, if if that's the case, so then Divrei Rav Meir holds the Minchas Nesachim can become pigul along with the zevach that it's accompanying. No mention of the Chacham here, but they would disagree. But the Mishnah says further, it's the same kind of ikar tafa relationship where the Nesachim are dragged along with the main zevach, like we had in the previous Mishnah, but the main zevach isn't dragged along with the Nesachim. So a Nesachim ain't mefaglin, it's a zevach. So Keitza, what does that look like? Same kind of scenario as in the previous Mishnah. Hashochet et zevach le'echol mimenu l'machar. If one shechts the Olar Shlamim, and he is thinking he's going to either offer its blood, or it's a murim, or eat it tomorrow instead of today. So then, hu unesachav mufugalon. It becomes pigul, and also its accompanying nesach that was in the bowl already, if there was one, becomes pigul as well. There's a technical problem with this Mishnah, which is if you're shechting a korban and you're thinking you're going to be eating it lemachar, as it says, lechol memenu lemachar, that's the case. So then, that's a technical problem in as much as the ola is never eaten, so it can't be talking about ola. And the shlamim, actually, if you shet the shlamim today, it's a mutter lechol lemachar. You can eat it today, tonight, and the whole of tomorrow until sundown. So really, thinking you're going to eat it machar is really not a chutzla zmano thought. The two basic answers to that question. The simple answer would be a little bit sloppy, which is, it says lemachar like it always does, but it means chutzla zmano, not specifically tomorrow. Others don't like that at all. They say, listen, it has to mean what it says, and therefore it must be specifically referring to the case of the other kind of nesachim, minchas nesachim, that are not that besides for the ola and the shlamim, you also have for the mitzoras, chatas and asham. So, and those are kachikachim, eaten in one day, and therefore we'd be talking about the specific case about a mitzora, bring his asham, let's say, and the Kohen think he's going to eat the asham tomorrow, not today. So then, the zevach, the animal, becomes pigul, and also the mincha nabo, which is covered, the mincha nesachim, also becomes pigul because it's tafel to it. On the other hand, lakriv mincha nesachim lemachar, if while he's shechting his zevach, he's thinking he'll be eating the menachos, chutzmano, I'd say it's not even eating, it's the hakrava. There's no eating of the mincha nesachim, it's the mizbeach, which so to speak eats it, it's all burned in the mizbeach. So then, hanesachim ufugalim, since he thought chutzmano thoughts regarding the minchas nesachim, they become pigul, the hazevach enum ufugal, but the animal doesn't come because of the same ikar tafel relationship. At all events, halacha does not follow this Mishnah. Halacha is like the chacham, which is that the minchas nesachim is a standalone korban, has no sufficiently direct connection to the zevach that accompanies that would allow it to become pigul. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir would hold if it's not in a bowl already, it wouldn't become pigul. So now the chacham says, even if it is in a bowl and it's the minchas nesachim that's sort of coming with the zevach, still it does become pigul. It's down on a korban and brought by itself. In fact, the chacham will hold that there's no way to be mefagel a minchas nesachim because it doesn't even have a matir. Once they're saying that you can bring the minchas nesachim days later, it's not really connected to the zevach it's coming with. So really, it's a standalone korban. There's no komets taken where it's all burned in the mizbeach, there's no matir, and therefore there's no such thing as pigul when it comes to minchas nesachim, because you only can be mefagel something if you do the matir, doing chutzos mano, thoughts, and that's not applicable when it comes to minchas nesachim.